Hello, welcome to the Last Show Podcast. My name is Courtney Shea Williams. I'm the host of the Last Show Podcast. This is How It Gets Down. Once a week, I'm a stand-up comedian based out of Tampa, Florida. Subscribe to the show, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google, and TuneIn Radio. Website, you know what it is, CourtneyShaeWilliams.com. That's K-O-R-T-N-E-Y, ShaeWilliams.com. You can see where I'm performing my live stand-up comedy shtick. I'll be recording my comedy album. Oh, we almost here, baby. We almost here. Almost a month away now. The 27th and 28th in Seattle, Washington at Laughs Comedy Club. I will be performing my next comedy album, Elevator Style. That's where I'll be. Tickets are available now on the Laughs Comedy Club website. You can go to CourtneyShaeWilliams.com. There's a nice pop-up as soon as you get there. Boom, get tickets. If you're on the email list, I'm sending out an email probably sometime soon. Share that email. Don't keep it all to yourself, you know? So I'm not feeling well. I mean, I don't know if it's coming through. There's no video in this podcast, man. I just got back from Oklahoma City. Thank you, Oklahoma City, for the disease that I caught. But the shows are great. Thank you guys that came to the show. But my goodness, dude, like, not feeling well. Immediately, I got there, and I got there Thursday. There was a tropical storm in Florida. Thank you to all you people that checked in on me, which is zero. Y'all could care less. It was like, hey, man, after the COVID y'all spread through the nation, yeah, you deserve a hurricane. So thank you for not checking in. But I got there Thursday because delayed flights and whatnot, and by Friday night, I was feeling it. Saturday, I'm like, oh man, good thing this is my last day. So I'm loading up because I got to get on the airplane. And by the time we hit, yeah, it was on and popping Sunday night. And today is Monday, and it is 10:48 a.m. and it's hit me. Headaches, body aches, I lost my sense of taste. What? Do I have it? No, man, I'm good. But first time I went out of the bubble. Immediately I get sick. This whole mask thing works great, by the way. Everybody said masks don't work. Yes, they do. Because the first time I've seen some of you filthy human beings with no mask on, I was in Oklahoma. I'm like, yeah, maybe the virus is not that big of a deal. You know, 10 seconds later, I caught a cold. Granted, I didn't catch the virus, which is the whole point of the mask. So you're good on you, Oklahoma, for that. However, I caught some other weird recipe of Ebola that wasn't in my system before. So that's that. Just in time for me to maybe or maybe not go on a cruise ship. And if you guys don't know if I'm going on a cruise ship, it's because it ain't none of your business. Those that don't know, don't tell. Those that tell, don't know. I don't want y'all coming by the crib while I'm not here. But yeah, man, it just rang true, though. The whole staying at home thing and not visiting your family works out great as far as sickness goes. First time I get out there, sick as a dog. But we press on, man, because that's what the Last Show Podcast is all about. That's what it's all about. Hey, so old girl that won the spelling bee. I should get her name and not call her old girl that won the spelling bee. Spelling bee champion. Zyla Avant-Garde. Hey, her last name is Avant-Garde? There's no way. There's no way her last name. This I'm reading a story headline. Oh my god, her last name is Avant-Garde. Oh, this girl is dope, dog. Hey man, if my last name was Avant-Garde, I wouldn't even have a first name. I'd be like Yao Ming. Just call me Yao, dog. Yao is so dope. Avant-Garde. Yo, so Avant-Garde, the girl that won the spelling bee champ, dog, she was in her bag, dog. In her bag. You know the craziest thing about her winning spelling bee, besides the fact that she's being black and African American, is like, yo, they start posting clips of her like basketball skills. She's incredible. She's like Diana Taurasi. It's like, yo, dude, Cheryl Miller, move over. Avant-Garde is here, dog. I'm telling you right now, I'm gonna get me an Avant-Garde jersey, man. That name is so dope, dog. Avant-Garde, dude. I'm gonna get me one of them, man. She's basketball skills incredible, and it had me thinking, because if you ever see like those spelling bees documentaries or any of those things that like kids are really into, like solving the Rubik's Cube, stuff that actually generates no money in the grand scheme of things, But like as a kid, you know what I mean? You can get your kid into, you know, my kid, he was just really good at cup stacking. You know what I mean? And they can start going to cup stacking national tours and family get behind the kid that's the greatest cup stacker in the neighborhood. And all of a sudden he starts getting cup stacking sponsorships, you know? And they dedicate their whole life to the kid cup stacking. They move around the country and they go to tournaments to see his cup stacking skills. And then Avangard shows up and rips a hole in your kid's soul on her part-time job, dog. She's a full-time baller, part-time speller. Pay me my money. Avangard, dog. Hey, when she show up, she doing it as a hobby. Like, I seen, there's no way she got that good at basketball, you know, practicing, you know, spelling kombucha. Which I don't even know how to spell kombucha. Like, Avangard would beat me on the first round. It's like, it's like, spell K-Pasa. Hey, man, I'm out. I'm sorry, go ahead and ring the buzzer. I don't need to know the origin. The origin's somewhere around the 70s, you know, during the crack epidemic. I don't know how to spell kombucha. But, yeah, dude, that's the thing that pointed out to me. And then she's a the black part is not even that big of a deal. Because if you've seen the spelling bee, there ain't no white people winning that, dog. It's basically Indian kids and avant-garde. They got a stranglehold on the whole spelling bee thing, dude. But those kids work. I seen a kid on 60 Minutes one time. And, like, he was like, yeah, he was such a fast learner, you know? He started reading a dictionary when he was, like, 2 years old. And he'd know every name in a dictionary. That kid lost to Avangard, and she got a sick jumper. So I'm all in on the Avangard movement. And now they got NIL, you know what I mean? So now the kids can make money, dog. As soon as they start releasing those Avangard jerseys, I'm going to get me an Avangard jersey shirt. It got to be something dope on the front, though, for me to get the shirt, right? Because you don't play for a team yet. So it got to be something dope on the front of the shirt, you know what I mean? Man, I don't know what it has to be, man. But I'm going to get them Avangard jersey shirts, dog. She just flexed on all these kids at the spelling bee. So great. And, you know, at the green room, it had to be fascinating, too. Because probably some kid with glasses, you know, studying the Rubik's Cube, you know, looking at his friend, cup stacking tournament, you know. And she was watching Kobe highlights. Ramming it down your throat, Timmy. It's the Last Show podcast. Thank you for tuning in to The Last Show. It's called The Last Show because this may be it. Literally. Thank you, Oklahoma.
Rolls Royce, pull up. Black boy, hop out. Shout out to my mother and my father.
Hold up. Oh, my God. I've never seen nothing like this.
That's what my mom was saying. She was crying.
Lumberjack by Tyler, the Creator.
It's a beautiful moment.
Off the Call Me If You Get Lost album. So let me tell you something a little about this song. First of all, I didn't even know that he had released a new album, but two things. Number one thing, I got to give a shout out. I say it when I like it. I say it when it's good. I say it when it's bad, dude. The BET Awards was great. I don't know what exactly happened. I don't think I talked about this on the podcast yet, but I didn't watch the BET Awards, but I saw the clip. This performance by Tyler, the Creator, was great. Like, one thing. Now, let me finish this first. So, BET Awards is usually, like, really ratchet. That's what I'm used to. And I can't remember if it's the BET Awards or the Hip Hop Awards. Because I know the Hip Hop Awards is a whole, you know, that's like basically Freaknik. You know what I mean? So like, but I feel like the BET Awards hasn't been great. But that award show was the awards or whatever. Like at this point, the actual giving of awards to talent is like whatever. When I was a kid, a young man, you know, I cared about the awards, but now I come to the point that's like, yo, if you show up, they basically give you one. It's like the ESPYs. It's like, you know, dude, I'm not going to argue over best male athletes. I don't care. Tom Brady, congratulations, right? Awards or whatever. It's really the performances, the people that perform, and how much money they basically put into the sets and the performance and the whatnot. And it was great, dude. The DMX thing was fantastic. Tyler, Creator had the best performance of the night, man. It was really, really good, really interesting. So shout out to the BET Awards. That's what I wanted to say first. Now, Tyler, the Creator. I was never a Tyler, Creator guy. I remember, and I'm not going to say who, because I don't want to give them credit, and they don't listen to the podcast anyway, so what does it matter? I'm shouting out somebody that don't need my help. Good riddance, you clown. But dude was asking me about Tyler Creator and like Currency, and it's not my style, right? This was years ago. This is probably, I would say, 8, maybe even 9, a long time ago, man. And I'm like, ah, you know, dude's weird, man. And dudes be doing somersaults on stage. I remember hanging out with one comic one night. He was like, yeah, I was watching, was it ASAP Ferg or one of these dudes? He goes, yeah, he came out, hit a somersault, and started rapping. I was like, eh, not the concert for me. It's like when I saw Vince Staples live in Seattle. And it was great because he was playing all the songs, but I looked around and I was like, this is not my clientele. You know, I feel like I need to get out here, before somebody accuses me of something, Doug. But the performance was great, but I'm like, this is not it. Tyler, the Creator, I would assume, it would be one that's like in there. Not really many young, active artists that I listen to. And active, not meaning they're actually performing. Rap active meaning energy active. ASAP Rocky, ASAP Ferg. I mean, I happen to like ASAP Rocky, but, you know, even like Travis Scott. I'm not a huge Travis Scott, even though I respect the talent. Rich the Kid and all the Baby, like all these dudes, right? So Tyler, the Creator, was basically in that same vein. However, something weird happened about a year and a half ago. I went into the catalog. He kept coming up, I think, in an algorithm maybe of Kendrick Lamar or something on my Spotify. So I listened to his one album. It was incredible. So then I listened to his old stuff, and I'm like, whoa, this is great. Then I heard a podcast, and they were talking about Frank Ocean. And then they started talking about Odd Future and then how Frank Ocean and Tyler, the Creator, and all these other artists made up this group, Odd Future. Then I start going into the Odd Future. Then I was like, okay, dude, Tyler's in his bag. He's weird because he's just like doing some weird stuff, man. Out of all the weird, is he gay, not gay? This is all a thing. Like you guys are all in the movie right now, you know? And you watch like Hot 97 Freestyles. Like I start going deep into it. So when I saw he came out with this album, finally on the BET Awards, I was like, oh, let me dive in it, and the album's good. I don't have a full review yet, but all I know is it's good. It's in the rotation, man. So, anyways, Tyler, the Creator, Courtney's wrong sometimes. I'm always wrong. I was wrong about Lady Gaga. Right about T-Pain. Yeah, you got to take your wins and your losses, man. Yo, so I wanted to talk about Giannis. That's one reason I'm actually doing the pod. That and the fact that the Ivan Gard won the spelling bee. But I want to talk about Giannis, dude. Giannis is in his bag, man. Something's happening. Now, I don't know if he's going to win the finals, but because of his performance, I'm actually rooting for Giannis to win the finals. I like to see greatness rewarded, and if he doesn't win, greatness gets lost. One of the things is like Jerry West. Jerry West had great finals performance. Went to the finals all the time, but lost a lot. If Jerry West won the finals once, and I think he went like 9 times or something like that. If he wins half of those, people think of Jerry West completely different. In that era, and if you talk to somebody old enough, they'll tell you like, yo, Jerry West was sick with it, right? But as time goes on, oh, whoops, what was that? As time goes on, somebody playing Mega Man? As time goes on, like, the details get lost, right? The details get lost. The Cavs come back from 3-1. No one talks about Draymond Green punching LeBron in the nuts. You just say, wow, they beat a 72-win team. Come back 3-1. You know, the details get lost. When was it 04? Lakers win a championship. You don't talk about the fact that Sacramento got jobbed, you know what I mean, in game 6, right? The details just get lost. I don't want that to happen to Giannis, dude. Dude put up like 40, 13, and 5 last night. Like, I don't want that detail to get lost, so I'm rooting for the Bucks to win. However, if you're watching closely, he's been really gangbusters since about game 6 of that Brooklyn series, dude. He stopped shooting threes, started making about 50% of his free throws, which is all he really needs to make. Like, they're not doing the hacky Giannis thing anymore. I mean, when a dude's dunking on your head, why give him 50% of his free throws, right? They're not really doing that anymore. And he's kind of getting to that point, and I mean, I'm not going to invoke LeBron, Shaq. I say I'm not going to, but I will. Like, LeBron, Shaq, you know, honestly, Durant before he really started, you know, going outside. Tracy McGrady, where, like, once they turn the corner, they're dunking the ball. Like, that's actually what's happening. And there's actually nothing you can do to stop it. Let me diatribe. It's something I learned doing comedy competitions. So comedy competitions are the best and the worst. It's great because if you don't want to move to like a city of LA or New York, it kind of gives you like a platform of moving up and making more money on the road. It idealistically, right? It's the worst because it's a comedy competition. Like, judging comedy, especially, you know, by the time you get to like the finals, it's usually 5 or 10 people, whatever it is, right? So it all becomes like what the audience likes or what the judges like, and then you kind of go from there. Sometimes you know, oh, that person's the best comic and they don't win. Sometimes the best comic does win. I would say maybe 30% of the time the best comic wins. However, the more you do them, it's like, if I'm going to do them, I might as well try to win. So you have to formulate and change and move and do certain things. So certain things you're great at in the club don't translate to competition. The faster you figure that out, the better you're going to do. So then you highlight those things that do well in competition. And then if your skills can meet up with all those other things, you can just overpower. So once I did competitions, my goal was just to overpower everybody else. That was the only way I could succeed, because I don't have the material to win competition. That's right, I just said it. I don't have the material to win competitions, but I have enough skills and enough kind of know-how, and I can create a set that can hopefully overpower everybody else. And that's Giannis. That's these points when you get through, like, Giannis is shooting threes and free throws. Like, he's not good at that. But you know what he is good at? Dunking the ball in your face. Like, Shaq is not a good three-point shooter. You know what he is good at? Post and pivot and putting you in the rim. LeBron now, he's like a really good three-point shooter. But LeBron, when he was going to the finals, the Cavs, even the Heat, towards the end of the Heat, though, he had really rounded out his game. But LeBron was good at getting the fast break, getting downhill, and dunking. Like, he was good at that. Just because that's what you're good at and that's what you can do, don't make it bad. Like, the easiest way, or not the easiest, but the most efficient way to win is to dominate everybody else that's there. When you dominate everybody else that's there, there's no question of who's the best. And Giannis has been dominating this series, and you're seeing something. I want to see that. I want to see that rewarded. This series is pretty easy, man. Best player on the floor is Giannis last night. Best player on the floor, and they won the game. If he's the best player on the floor for three of the next, four games? Something like that, because it's game three. If he's the best player on the floor for three of the next four games, I think that the Bucks are going to win the series. I think. Because when he's the best player on the floor, he gets a little bit from somebody else. I think there's enough there that, like, he's the best in the series. And I don't want this to get lost. The Chris Paul story is great. Devin Booker, all that thing is great. But there's one person on that floor. Maybe CP. But there's one guy on that floor that could be a transcendent talent. There's one player on that floor. And that's Giannis. You know? That's Giannis. And also, I don't know how many more chances he's going to have. Because let's be honest. If the Brooklyn Nets were healthy, or Kevin Durant would have stepped a toe on the line, like, the Brooklyn Nets would be winning the series right now, and we wouldn't be talking about Giannis. Another reason why I want his greatness to be rewarded, because I'm not sure when we're going to be able to highlight that greatness again, dude. So I'm rooting for Giannis, dude. This is peak Giannis. And, man, he's that dude right now. He's that dude. Super exciting, man. And the Suns now, too, it's now easy. Simmons said on his podcast, but, like, what would happen if DeAndre got in foul trouble? This is like DeAndre Ayton. This was like in the second round. This was like against the Lakers. And he was like, they don't have a backup center. But, like, he went through the whole playoffs and never got in foul trouble. Last night, game three, first time he gets in foul trouble, and the doors flew off. And now they don't even have a backup to the backup that's kind of a backup. So now, like, Jay Crowder is playing center. And, like, that's the key. So if Mike Budenholzer is worth his salt, he can figure out, hey, dog, we get 2 fouls on DeAndre Ayton, it's over for them. The whole thing collapses, dude. So all these campaigns, Cameron Payne, it was great. I hope he gets his money. But beware, if the ninth man on the bench has a nickname, it's always bad if he plays more than 15 minutes. You want, hey, the dude at the end of the basketball season, and they put him in, and he makes one layup, and the crowd goes crazy. Beware, that dude can't play. But shout out to Campaign, get your money, man. Anybody hating? Oh, Conor McGregor lost over the weekend. What's new, dude? Conor McGregor is the biggest loser, by the way. This dude does nothing but lose. I'm trying to think, when's the last time I saw him win? The dude runs his mouth. Granted, I give him credit. The dude runs his mouth, says what he has to say, slightly racist, homophobic, misogynist. You know what I mean? The whole kit and caboodle. Everything that sells it in combat sports. But he never wins. He's like the opposite of Floyd Mayweather, man. Floyd Mayweather taunts you and never loses and just continues to take your money. Matter of fact, Floyd Mayweather said, "Hey man, when it comes to legalized robbing, I'm the best in the business, dog. When it comes to this, he goes, y'all give me your money. He goes, so I keep doing it. If you don't like it, stop watching. And guess what? You keep watching Floyd Mayweather, thinking he's going to lose to Jake Paul, dog. Conor's the exact opposite. You watch him, hoping he loses, and he loses." And you still give me your money. I don't understand you people. You know, all you guys should be coming to my comedy show, man. You can come to my show and root for me to lose. I don't mind. As long as you pay to get through the dough, I still get that Skrilla. You can root against me the entire time in a sold-out audience. You can muffle your laughter. Whatever you want to do in the show, just don't heckle, because I'll throw you out. And then you don't get a refund. That's even better. Matter of fact, come to the show, heckle, get thrown out. That should be my business model. My model is to have this room empty by the end. That's my thing. And full at the beginning. I'm the Conor McGregor of comedy, you know? I want to turn everybody off. But this dude keeps winning. And then he loses, broke his ankle. And then he still claims he was doing a good job. Like we didn't just watch him 3 minutes ago getting fist pounded into his face, man. So, special magic that dude has. Maybe it's the accent, the Irish. Maybe it's the UFC. He sells a fight, though. I will say, he sells a fight. Nice suits, man. Really nice suits. That's about all I can say for him. All right, man. I'm about to go recover. Let's wrap up the show. Thank you, and you, for tuning in to the Last Show Pod. Oh, I'm down but not out. Thank you, Oklahoma City, for everybody that came out. Truthfully, it actually was a really fun weekend. I don't think the audience got me sick. I think it was actually my allergies. Different grass and different climates. First time out of the house. I think that's actually what it was. Airplane, mixed that in too. Website, CourtneyShadeWilliams.com. Instagram and Twitter, at CourtneyShade. Please follow me, rate, review, subscribe, unsubscribe, the whole show, share the show. You guys be safe, have a good week. I'll probably talk to you again this week. Take it easy. Peace.
When it comes to legalized bank robbing, I'm the best. So y'all can write the stories that y'all want to write. I don't care if y'all write good stories. I don't care if y'all write bad stories. At the end of the day, I will always have a last laugh.
Aha! Aha! What do you know from funny, you bastard?
Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other.
Game. Blouses.
Hasta luego.